I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except the one Lord and Creator, Allah. There is nothing like unto him. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Allah Most High says to us in the Quran, that is the believers, that we should always pursue the best in a course of action or thought. That we should always pursue the best. Highly glorified is Allah, the owner of the perfect and sublime names or attributes. There is no imperfection in him. He is perfect and unlike any other thing. He sustains the heavens and earth. They all exist by his power. And whatever is derived from it, that is his creation, is because of Allah. We have no power except the power that Allah gives. We have no knowledge except the knowledge that Allah gives. All depends on Allah. We cannot sustain ourselves. We are creatures of his creation. But he exists alone without any sustenance from anything. Praise be to Allah, of whom it is said in the Quran, he does not require of his creatures that they feed him. He feeds all and is not fed. He neither takes sleep or slumber. He needs nothing of his creation. Nothing can come to him except in this position of a servant. He does not accept any equals or associates in the rule of the kingdom. I repeat, according to the Quran, nothing can come to him or approach him except in the state or position of a servant. Again, Allah Most High says in the Quran, nothing approaches him except with his leave or with his permission. That is, no one has an independent approach to Allah. No one on his own can find Allah. We can only find Allah or get nearer to Allah by his permission. Highly praises Allah, Lord, sustainer of all the worlds. There is nothing like unto him. It is said in the Quran that he exists uniquely and alone, requiring no mate, never gave birth to children, and never was born. This is Allah, the Lord of the faithful. Praise be to Allah Most High. And it is this Lord who communicated his message to a mortal man, flesh and blood, just like us. Peace and blessings be on him, the Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed. He communicated his message to him and made him leader for all the people, a mercy to all the nations, all the world, a guide to the believers. And he has required of us that we worship none but him and associate nothing with him in the rule of the heavens and earth. He has required of us that we make not lords from among human beings, but accept that all of us are creation. And in his words in the Quran, Allah says, if he desire a son, he takes one from those he created. In other words, he does not birth children. He creates them. Praise be to Allah, Most High. It is important for us to understand the function and role of faith in the forming of friendships. I don't think we take people into our confidence and have them as our close friends until there's some indication that we can trust them. And trust means faith. Faith and trust are the same. And it's foolhardy of a person to take friends into their confidence, or people into their confidence as friends, before they have proof that there is a justification to trust such person. A sign of social immaturity in people, a sign of undeveloped life, society in people, is that they accept strangers right away as friends. You do not accept strangers right away as friends. Let them prove their worth to you as a friend. And only after they have proven that they can be trusted as a friend, then you accept them as a friend. It doesn't mean that we should treat people with hostility that we don't know. It means we should treat them with caution if we don't know them. Treat them with respect, courtesy, kindness, as long as they come to us that way. But don't risk your own welfare with people until you establish that they are trustworthy. In other words, you don't even open up yourself. You don't relax your conscience. You don't relax your mind around such people, because they will interject you or inject you with influences that might harm you. Your guard will be down. Only after you know those such persons to be of good character, should you relax your conscience in their midst. Again, I say that the opposite of this, persons who do not practice this, the indication is that they are uncivilized, that they are unmature socially. Now, you think of the great number of people that you are around all the time who rush up into people's faces and relax their conscience and relax themselves, and just met them a minute or so ago. You don't do that. Muslims don't do that. Muslims are to be cautious. We are to accept Muslims as our brethren. But even the Muslim, if we don't know him, we are to reserve our feelings, reserve our judgments until we know him. Because we know the incident in the Sunnah of the Prophet, the life of the Prophet, peace and blessings be on him, where men were admiring a certain man for his devotional behavior. And they said of him that he spends his time mostly in prayer and fasting. And the Prophet says, who takes care of him? They said, we. Then the Prophet said, you are better than he. Then there's the incident of the fellow who the people were bragging about. And the Prophet said, do you know him? He said, if you haven't worked with him, then you don't know him. You have to have experience with people. You have to have experience that involves trust. See, when we take up a job together, then we are sharing in the completion or in the work of that job. And workers depend on each other for the outcome of a work. And if you let me down, I will know that. If I let you down, you will know that. Because we all have to do this job, whatever it is. So workers come to know each other because they all share in one assignment or one project. And if one lets the other down, it will be known. It will be seen. If one shirks on the job, it will be seen. If one does a bad work that it reflects on the others, it will be seen by the others. Say, hey, man, why you do this? This reflects on me. We're all doing this work together. So Prophet Muhammad says, if you have an experience with the person, then you don't know that person. You have to have experience with the person before you can know the person. Experience that requires trust. And if they fail to trust, they are not reliable. And Prophet Muhammad has made trust so important in this religion. He says, one of the marks of a hypocrite is that he makes promises and fails them. Or you trust him with something and he lets you down. This is one of the marks of the hypocrite. Praise be to Allah for this religion. It is so precious to us that Allah says in the Quran, count not your religion as a favor to God. It is a favor to you. Some people think they're being good for God. They don't think they're getting anything out of it. Oh, I'm doing all this because I love God. No, you're getting the most out of it. God needs nothing from us. He appreciates the smallest amount of good that we do, but he needs nothing from us. Praise be to Allah. So it's important that Muslims understand the function and role of faith. As I said earlier, in the forming of friendships. In the forming of friendships. The dictionary gives a meaning for devotion. It associates devotion or connects with devotion mainly with religious or spiritual concern. But we know we use devotion very, very generally. I'm devoted to my work. I'm devoted to my wife. I'm devoted to my family. I'm devoted to this masjid, etc., etc., right? So, we find that devotion is a word that's used for any kind of attachment, dedication, or commitment to something that's kept up with a feeling of concern for it. A feeling of respect for it, with a feeling of obligation. So this is called devotion, right? When this kind of attachment and this kind of service is strong and coming from the heart, we speak of it as a devotion. We say, I'm devoted to my wife. And some, I think, the vows, the marriage vows in the United States used to include devoted, right? You have to include that you will be devoted to her, you see, and she will be devoted to you. Yes. So, here we have devotion, and we have to understand the nature of devotion in the human being. Now, those who have dismissed the idea of Allah, a ruler, a lord over them, why, their devotion won't include that. But we who claim to be religious people, our devotion must include Allah. Then, if you recall the last talk we gave, we were talking about the need to order our life with regard to the importance of concerns. Not to put a smaller concern, a minor concern, over a major one. Say if the house was on fire and the beans were burning. Which one would you do? Look out for the beans or the house? So you have to put the major concern over the minor concern, right? You have to know where to put your emphasis. You may be hungry as a dickens. And the beans, you want to eat the beans, but now the house is on fire. So you'll forget about the beans and try to save the house, right? Praise be to Allah. Devotion and stratified levels of consideration. What do we mean by stratified? The dictionary gives stratified the social meaning of stratified. Because in the physiology, it has different meanings. But in social science, stratified refers to levels of behavior in society, levels of concern in society, etc. It refers to the levels of operation in the society, classes, etc. So, if we can understand our devotional concerns as concerns that have this stratification, there are levels. And if we include Allah in our concerns, then who is uppermost in our devotions? Allah. Allah is uppermost. And this should also indicate or give us some direction for deciding where we should give considerations, where our considerations should go. Our considerations should first go to Allah, right? First to Allah. See, if we just remember to be intelligent in our religion, we will be best. Yes, foolish, non-thoughtful behavior is what messed up the religion. Intelligent behavior, intelligent thoughts and behavior, oh, it will make us so beautiful. It will give us the best community if we follow intelligent thought and intelligent behavior. Allah Most High says in Quran, آمن الرسول آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. The messenger of Allah, he has believed in what his Lord has sent down to him, as also with the believers. So here the believers are compared, are put together in one thought, one context with the messenger of God. What is that to tell us? That our faith is one. That the believer has the faith that Prophet Muhammad had. Praise be to Allah. And we know Allah graced him, blessed him with insight into many, many great wonders. We haven't come into those wonders, except maybe a little bit, some of us. But in terms of faith, we are compared. We are put in the same focus, and the same thought. The messenger of Allah, he has believed in what his Lord has sent down to him. And so likewise, for the believers, they have believed in what their Lord sent down. He didn't send it down to us. He sent it down to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have believed because it came from our Lord too. Also, right? Yes. It came from Muhammad's Lord. And it came from our Lord. The Lord of Muhammad is our Lord. And Muhammad is our brother. He is a mortal being just like us. Allah says, say, I am a mortal being just like you. So whatever Allah prescribed for him is good for us. Because mortals have the same needs. Praise be to Allah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise be to Allah. And it goes on to say, كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Every one of them, putting us all together again, with the Prophet. Didn't distinguish us from the Prophet in faith, put us all together. Say, each of them, or every one of them, believe in Allah, and in his angels, and in his books, and in his messengers. Praise be to Allah. This is wonderful. For the believers. Oh, yes. Now, on that wise, is the developmental order of faith. Now, let's see, can we understand what we're saying here? That is, belief in angels is premised upon belief in Allah. What do we mean by premised? Substantiated. Established. Judged proper, right, etc. All right? Belief in angels is premised upon belief in Allah. Belief in revelation is premised upon belief in angels. Belief in messengers is premised upon belief in revelation. This is what Allah tells us. That's what we get out of this. Allah reveals, Allah give us the words, and the words broadcast the messages to us as Allah pleases. And that's what Allah has revealed in this verse, that belief in angels is premised upon belief in Allah. Do you find people believing in angels that don't believe in a God? Belief in revelation is premised upon belief in angels. You hear anybody talking about revelation without including angels? And belief in messengers is premised upon belief in revelation. Do you hear anybody claiming the messenger and no revelation? Yes. Isn't it clear and wonderful? Very clear and wonderful. So you're a prophet, you're a messenger of God, where's your revelation? Tell us about the angels. You should be talking right if you're a messenger of God. And if you're a liar, the word of God will soon show you up. Come now to the second point here. And this verse is these verses that we have quoted from Quran, the divine word of God. Obligation to obey Allah should be understood too. With consideration for stratified levels of concern or authority, or an authority. Who is uppermost in the stratification of authority? Allah. Again, Allah. Everything reverts back to Allah. Allah Most High says in the Quran, and if you are in doubt on a matter, refer it to Allah and His Messenger. Is that right? Refer it to Allah and His Messenger. Why Allah and His Messenger? Because they're dreamers. They're people with dream makeup. And they believe with their whole heart and soul that they're in communication with Allah. Yeah. So if you just say, refer it back to Allah, you see, Allah says such and such. Say, hey, who are you? When did Allah speak to you? Where's your book? Where's your revelation? So, no. Refer it to Allah and His Messenger. Keeping us in touch with the natural order that Allah has created. For you do not come to Allah except through His works. And His works are natural works. And He has created a natural mortal man, Muhammad. And He communicated His message to the world through him. Now, you refer to Allah and His Messenger. So Allah, now, how are you going to qualify it? Messenger. What kind of messenger? Spook? No. Mortal human being.